Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a very special story. This story happened in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. And that was that there was a little boy who was in the yeshiva. And he looked a little bit different than the other boys. He had a different kind of appearance, perhaps. His father and or his mother were black, and he looked much different than the other boys. And unfortunately, many of the boys made fun of him. The mother wrote a letter to the Rebbe and complained. Of course, the Rebbe told the mother, "We will take care of it." And he immediately called the principal of the school and told the principal of the school about the phone call from the mother and instructed the principal of the school to, of course, take care of the situation immediately. A month or so went by, and the mother again wrote a letter to the Rebbe and again said that the problem was not solved. The boy was still being made fun of by certain other boys, unfortunately. And so the Rebbe again said, "I will make sure to take care of it." And he again called the principal and said to the principal, "The mother called me again. Do I have to come over to the school and take care of the situation?" And of course the principal said, "Rebbe, I will immediately take care of it." And he did. And the problem was taken care of, and the boys stopped making fun of the boy who looked different, and things went on okay. A few years passed, and it was the boy's bar mitzvah. Now, the boy's bar mitzvah was on the ninth day of Kislev. The ninth day of Kislev is a very important day on the Chabad calendar because it is the day that the Mittler Rebbe, the second Chabad Rebbe, was released from prison. Unfortunately, the Russian government of those days, under the Tsar, was very, very mean and very, very unfair. Of course, there's no reason why a Rebbe should be in prison. A Rebbe is a person that only does Torah mitzvahs in the best way, and has office as well, and so forth, and serves Hashem. And of course, there's such a person should never be in jail. But it was a bad government, and they put him in jail. But on the ninth of Kislev, that's when he was released, back in the year approximately 1820. Now, usually, the Rebbe would make it for Brangen on such a day. But he was told that this was the boy's Kiddush. It came out on Shabbos that year. And the boy was going to have a Kiddush and a celebration for the Bar Mitzvah. And he was afraid that if everybody went to the Febrangen, the Rebbe's Febrangen, that no one would come to the Bar Mitzvah. And so the Rebbe said, "Don't worry, I will take care of it." And to the surprise of the Chassidim, the Rebbe did not make a Febrangen that Shabbos. It was most expected, such a special Shabbos, as the ninth of Kislev, when the second Chabad Rebbe was released from prison, that certainly the Rebbe would make it for Brangen. But he did not. Why didn't he make it for Brangen? Because he didn't want his little boy's Kiddush and Bar Mitzvah to not be attended. The Rebbe knew that many, many people would not attend the boy's Bar Mitzvah if the Rebbe made a Febrangen at the same time. And therefore, there was no Febrangen. The next day was Yud Kislev, also a very important day. But the boy was having another celebration for the bar mitzvah. Many times in the bar mitzvahs on Shabbos, the celebration goes also over into Sunday. And the Hasidim expected that there would be a Febrangen, because Yud Kislev is also a very special day in the Chabad calendar. That was the birthday and the day of Histalkus, the day of passing, of the very same Mittler Rebbe, second Chabad Rebbe. Also a very important day for Febrangen. But again, the Rebbe did not make it Febrangen, because he didn't want that people should not go to celebrate this little boy's bar mitzvah. Not such a little boy anymore, now he's bar mitzvah. And so we see that even though many thousands of Chassidim would have attended the Rebbe's Febrangen and would have learned so much Chassidus and so many other insights and teachings that typically the Rebbe would teach, insights into Nigla, into Gemara, into Parsha, into Halacha, Rambam, as well as Chassidic insights, and hours and hours. Usually the Febrangen was 3, 4, 5 hours long. And all of that learning of Torah and all of that Febrangen and all of that getting together of Chassidim, the Rebbe put it all aside for the sake of this boy, that he should have a bar mitzvah celebration with his friends all coming and a real simcha that he would remember the rest of his life. And so this teaches us a very important lesson, and that is the importance of every single Jew. That sometimes, in order to take care of a single Jew, many, many, many Jews may be inconvenienced. But that is the preciousness of every single Jewish person. And here the Rebbe showed us, they put aside for bringing, together with thousands and thousands of Hasidim on 2 days in a row, in order that this one young boy, young bar mitzvah boy, should have a simcha of his bar mitzvah, and his friends and family would all be able to attend, and it would be a simcha of the best kind. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day, and remember that this idea of Avos Yisrael, of really caring for another Jew, this is a main part of bringing the Geula. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day.